As violence continues in the Central African Republic, the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, has expressed major concerns over the safety of the displaced, particularly the children. Marixi Mercado, the agency's spokesperson, says UNICEF is calling for the immediate cessation of child recruitment in the Central African Republic.
Those at greater risk are children who have lost their homes, are separated from their families, or were formerly associated with armed groups. Even before the conflict erupted in December 2012, about 2,500 children were associated with multiple armed groups in the Central African Republic. The reports from our partners indicate that this number will rise because of the recent and escalating conflict. UNICEF is deeply concerned about the harmful impact of conflict on children and condemns the involvement of boys and girls who are forced to fight, perform other support roles, or be abused as sex slaves by armed groups.
UNICEF also received reports that rebel groups and pro-government militias were increasingly recruiting and involving children in armed conflict in the country. The agency is investigating and is calling on all parties to keep these vulnerable children out of the fighting.
UNICEF has worked with both the government and rebel groups in collaboration with non-governmental organizations since 2007 to secure the release of more than 1,000 girls and boys from armed groups and self-defense groups and to support their reintegration into families and communities. UNICEF calls on the government and the rebel groups to respect their commitments to keep children out of the fighting.
UNICEF's staff and consultants in the country were relocated to Cameroon and are working around the clock from there to deliver much-needed humanitarian assistance to the affected communities, depending on the security situation. Meanwhile, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, is also concerned about the safety of the thousands of civilians. Spokesman Jens Larke.
There is an estimated 360,000 people living in the affected areas, and there are some 700,000 people in Bangui at further risk of their protection because of the escalation in fighting. Humanitarian partners are responding to the most urgent needs of the people in Ndele and other areas. For instance, MSF has response teams there, ICRC, and the International Medical Corps, IMC.
OCHA is also calling for immediate unhampered access to the affected regions to best serve the needs of the displaced. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.